The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Every year, flocks of geese fly hundreds of miles over the Himalayas, migrating from their breeding grounds in Mongolia to southeastern Tibet or India for the winter. But how do they fly so far in the thin mountain air? Researchers implanted tracking devices in 7 bar-headed geese that measured the animal's heart rate, altitude, and other parameters. They found that the birds did not remain at a certain altitude for the duration of their flights, and instead, the geese climbed and descended with the contours of the terrain below. This flight strategy, resembling a roller coaster, may allow the birds to conserve energy while flying. It might seem like the geese's actual strategy of ascending and descending with the terrain would burn up more energy than flying at a constant altitude. But in fact, the low density of the air at the higher altitudes over the Himalayas requires that the birds expend even more energy to produce lift, so that they are better off descending a bit and then climbing back up. Another advantage to the descending is that more oxygen is available at lower altitudes, which relieves some of the demand on the birds' bodies as they fly. The tracking data also showed that the birds flap their wings more frequently at higher altitudes where the air is less dense.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.